So we'll discuss a little bit about sitting in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres.
Sounds like a good topic.
Or perhaps more than sitting, how about eating in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres? Sitting might be an issue as well, but let's discuss what is the minhag, the halacha. A lot of confusion seems to be going on. There's always a lot of confusion, but there seems to be more confusion than usual on Shemini Atzeret. So the irony is it's pretty clear in the Gemara and Shulchan Aruch that the Gemara in Sukkah discusses what do you do, does one eat and sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeret? So obviously we're talking about in Chutz La'aretz. In Eretz Yisrael, no, because there is no Sveika de Yomez. We'll see why we eat in the Sukkah. But basically, Shemini Atzeres is a Chag b'fnei Atzma. That's why you make a Shechiyano. It's a new Yontif. In fact, that's one of the discussions in the Achronim, not bringing in Shemini Atzeres early, because then it's an issue of... It's the whole discussion that Taz and Marshall will get into about bringing it in early in terms of Sukkot versus Shemini Atzeres. So we'll see.
You're robbing from the Sukkot. You've taken away
Sukkot. And right, in terms of, right, because what actually happens during Tosefes Yontif or Shabbos? Are you taking away? Is it, in other words, If you hold it's Macher Mamish, then it wouldn't be a problem. The issue is if you assume you could, if you're bringing it early, then you have an issue. Maybe it's Sukkot. Is it Shemini Atzeres? Do I make a lay shave? And as we'll see, so the discussion is more in Chutz La'aretz. The assumption is if you're a Ben Eretz Yisrael, that's all there is. You eat in your house on Shemini Atzeres. In fact, it might be problematic eating in your sukkah in Eretz Yisrael on Shemini Atzeres. Maybe it's Baal Tosif. Or if not Baal Tosif, maybe it's Mixi. Maybe it looks like Baal Tosif. What's the difference if it is Baal Tosif or it looks like Baal Tosif? If it is Baal Tosif, you're over in Issa Daraisa. If it's mixing of Baal Tosef, you're only over in Isser Durabanan. In other words, what's the difference? The difference is to violate Baal Tosef, you have to have Kavana. I have to have Kavana that I am sitting in the Sukkah, L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. I am violating Baal Tosef. But let's say I just sat in the Sukkah with not that intention. So maybe it's mixing about Tosef then. See the difference? One's a Daraisa, one's a Drabbanan. Because in order to be Chayev and about Tosef Daraisa, you have to have in mind that L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah. If not, you're over the Drabbanan and it looks like Baal Tosef. That's why one is not permitted, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, to sit in the Sukkah in Shemini Atzeres. Because it looks like Baal Tosef. The question is, you know what?
No, suppose I'm going out, I'm sitting in the sukkah, because it's hot that day, and I want to be nice and cool outside, and I like the scenery. That's it. We can't even have a reason. Is it still less about Baal Tosef? That's my reason for being out there.
When? On Shemini
Atzeres? I'm not eating out of doors in general, so no.
When? Shemini Atzeres? When?
I'm talking about Shemini Atzeres.
Yeah, it's a big deal. There's a big difference between the day after. There's a big difference between, like, in Eretz Yisrael, there's a big difference between Shemini Atzeres and then the next day. For instance, let's say it goes into Shabbos. So there's less of a problem 2 days. There's a special in even the day after because it looks like you're continuing the mitzvah. But they discuss if. Let's say Corona, you want to eat outside. Let's say, especially in Eretz Yisrael, your sukkah could be bigger than your dining room. And let's say you're having a big crowd. So, Yes, yeah, so then their eitz is what to do. They see in Eretz Yisrael, it's easier. One eitz is you could take off some schach. In other words, you still, not that you don't have to puzzle the sukkah, but you take off a certain amount of schach that it looks to the ongoing, look, this isn't the mitzvah of sukkah. He's missing a lot of schach. Or in Chutz Laaretz, it's harder. Let's say for us, let's say if we want to eat in the sukkah and Simchas Torah. So some of the recommendations is you put, if you have a rain cover, you put it over the schach to make it pasul, so therefore it's not good. Or even, some even say you could, on Shemini Atzeres, a Simchas Torah, you can get a guy to take off the schach. Aye, why? Because Amir Lenachri is a rabbinical prohibition, and Stira Shalo Almanas Livnos, to destroy with the intent of rebuilding, that's also only a rabbinic prohibition. So we have a principle, Shvus to Shvus, but Makom Mitzvah, that you want to do a Simchas Yontif. Where's the source? The source of this is from a Gemara in Erevin, which talks about back in the time of the Gemara, you needed hot water for the bris. Today we have other medicines better. So the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, said no more cooking, no more using heating the hot water on Shabbos. We don't need it. We have other antibiotics and other medications. So, but Bizman HaGemara, let's say, the only available hot water was you had to cross over a place which is a rabbinical prohibition to carry, what they call a chatzur sheino murevitz. But let's say it's a rabbinic prohibition to carry. So Chazal tell us you can get a guy to bring the hot water over to the house. Why? Because Amir Lenachri is a drabanan. Carrying in this place is only drabanan, but makam mitzvah mila, we permit it. So that's the story. So in fact, with that, Tosis and Gin raises the shaila, maybe it's a special halacha in bris mila. Maybe we permit you to do it on mila because uvayom hashmini yimo besar alaso. On the eighth day, you're allowed to do bris on Shabbat. So maybe it's dafka din in mila. Or do I say no? It applies to all mitzvahs. So we paskin like the opinion that shvus to shvus to makam mitzvah is not limited to mila, but it applies to other mitzvahs. Hence, you're allowed to get a guy to take the sukkah down. So therefore, it's obvious that you won't be baltosim. There's a whole discussion. The Gemara talks about like if you bring in like dirty. It's unclear what the Gemara means, but you bring in dirty pots. I mean, the pots were different then. And who would bring a dirty pot into the sukkah? Obviously, you don't have a mind to fulfill. In other words, the bottom line is you have to do something that makes it recognizable that you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. What's good enough? You know, some things we all agree to, like if you take the schach off or if you put the cover on top. Maybe you bring in a garbage can. You know, the different eitzahs they give. But I'll get to your eitzah. Maybe you want a taina. If it's a beautiful day out, so maybe I eat in the sukkah all the time out. Yeah, maybe. But certainly for the next day, but that's a shiloh for the next day, so we'll see. But we'll get to that on Shemini Atzeres itself. Is that a problem? So the Gemara says, what do you do? So the Gemara gives us three opinions. Well, we actually two opinions and paskins. Well, actually, third opinion and paskins. One opinion in the Gemara is you sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres and make a bracha leishev basukkah. That's one opinion. The second opinion is you don't sit in the sukkah and you don't make a leishev basukkah. We got the two extremes, right?
And so you said that you don't sit in the sukkah, but you say they shave the sukkah?
No, you misheard or I misspoke. One of the two, I said the opinion is First opinion, you sit in the sukkah and make a leishev.
Yes.
The second opinion is you sit in your house and do not make a leishev.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's what we said so far. So the Gemara says, v'hilchasa, and what is the halacha? The Gemara says, yasve yasvinan, bruche lo mivarchinan. We sit in the sukkah without a bracha. Why do we sit in the sukkah? Because it's suffik shvi, suffik shmini. We don't know if it's day 7 or day 8. Suffik daraisa l'chumra. Sukkah is a mitzvah min haTorah. So therefore, we'll sit in the sukkah just in case. But bruche lo mivarchino, we go with the general principle of suffik brachas l'hakel. So that's it seems to be black and white in the Gemara. Doesn't usually paskin. Here the Gemara paskin. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way as well. So it seems to be pretty clear cut that this talacha, which makes it very interesting, then where these different minhagim come from? About either not sitting in the sukkah at all, sitting without a bracha, making kiddush in the sukkah, like people, where did that come from? So in fact, so some want to say, and in fact, I think half the Bali Tosfos ate inside on Shemini Atzeres, because they learned the gear. It's not the Gemara. They had a different. Some want to say they had a different girsa, the Hilchasa. Yasvi Yasvina and Brook is from the Bahag, some claim, the Baal Hilchas Gedolos, and he's the one who put it in. But really, it wasn't in the Gemara. So it wasn't in the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara didn't paskin, and yet a machok is Rishonim. But we don't assume that. We assume, you know, the standards, we assume it is the Gemara, not the Bahag. That's why we don't. Therefore, that was a debate before. So they think Rashi, half the Bali Tosfos ate in the sukkah, according to that. So either way, the way we have it today is it seems to be clear cut. So what is Ali Mitzchus? What's the possible rationale for someone who does not eat in the sukkah? Is there one? So in fact, Rav Soloveitchik, we'll get to Rav Soloveitchik in a moment. We'll get to him right now. He was very big on following minhagim of your family, of your father, your parents. Generally, he would tell you, go with the minhag of your parents. However, when it came to sukkah and shemini atzeres, don't follow your minhag of your parents. I don't care what they did. You sit in the sukkah. So he was very strong on it. I mean, the Vilna Gaon was very strong, but it was also against the Hasidim. They say the Baal Shem Tov didn't sit in the sukkah. So what do they say? Because he was in Eretz Yisrael. So you don't sit in the sukkah on Shemini. But he wasn't in Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Europe. No, but he was on the level. He was on Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. That's how some Hasidim. So interesting. The Chabad eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. They're not one of the Hasidim. They eat in the sukkah. And in fact, they say over a Maisa with the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe, he came over from Europe and he moved to Williamsburg. So they say that in Europe he did not eat in the sukkah. There was a Hasidish Sefer. There was a Sefer that came out that explained the Hasidish custom for not eating in a sukkah. He heard about it, but he never saw it, but he figured, okay, if that's the minhag, I'm not going to eat in the sukkah. And when he got to America, apparently the Boston Rebbe, or one of them, was living in Williamsburg, and he went to visit him on Sukkot, and he saw the Sefer, that this Sefer, which explained the custom of Hasidim not eating in the sukkah. So he asked the Boston Rebbe, "Can I borrow your sefer?" He said, "No." But don't take it personal, Stama Rebbe. I trust you, but I know what your house is like. It's hefker. You're such a baal. Everyone walks in. They walk off with, they take your chairs, they take your food, they're going to take your svarim. You know, he got everyone in. It was full of chesed. They say the same thing about Rav Chaim. I think they said Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, or the, he didn't like going to his grandfather's house because there are always a bunch of wackos there. He got everyone in. It was like a hefkeris there. So I guess Satmar Rebbe had the same thing. I don't know. So either way, he said, no, but you know what I'll let you do? You sit here. You could sit in my sukkah all day, read the sefer here, but don't take it. So the Satmar Rebbe stayed and read the sefer. After that, he went home. I don't know if it was, I guess that year, I don't know when, he moved into the sukkah in Shemini Atzeres. He says, I'm not sure what, he didn't like whatever the reason was not satisfactory. That was the intellectual honesty of the Satmar Rebbe. He didn't like the reason, didn't make any sense. I'm moving into the sukkah. And so he changed the minhag satmar. Satmar also now eat in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. Many other Hasidim don't. So what is the reason for that minhag? So I'll tell you Rav Soloveitchik later, trashing the minhag, but let me give you what the minhag is. So someone to point out as follows. There's a famous Tosfos in Sukkah. So Shemini Atzeres is coming up. So I guess it really wouldn't be a Shaila this year. Because the question I'm going to ask is, why don't, on Shemini Atzeres, so what does the Gemara say? You sit in the Sukkah and don't make a bracha. Right? Because Suffolk Shvi. So the Tosfos asks, why don't we say the same thing by the Tilas Lulav by Dalad Minim. Why don't we shake the Lulav without a bracha? This year it's Shabbos, so we don't even do it on the first day when it's biblical. So we're not, but let's assume it wasn't Shabbos. So we're not going to do it anyway. It's the same result, but we know we're not doing it. But let's say it wasn't Shabbos. In general, on a regular year, why don't we say shake the lulu without a bracha? You hear the kasha?
Okay.
Huh? So you could answer simple pshat, which Tosis doesn't answer. Is, I don't, or at least maybe if he does, it's a different answer. That you could answer, well, of course, there's a big difference because sukkah is a mitzvah d'oraisa called Shiva. So it's a suffix on a mitzvah deraisa, so suffix deraisa l'chumra. But lulav is only deraisa the first day. The next 7 days is zeichel l'mikdash, so therefore maybe that's why. That's the answer I would have gave, and I just gave it. But Tosfos throws in something else. He says, you know why? He's because I'll tell you the difference. The difference is because let's say it's a nice day outside. So some people like eating outside, you know, on a nice day. So therefore, Pamayim Sukaso Arevalo. So therefore, on Shemini Atzeres, if it's a nice day. So then if I'm eating out in the sukkah, okay, so it doesn't look like Baal Tosef or anything. Like I'm doing it. Clearly, it's not Baal Tosef if you don't have Kavana, but maybe it's not even mixing about Tosif because it's a beautiful day. I sit outside all the time, even when it's not Sukkot. So that's why we say it's okay to sit in the Sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. But Lulav, shaking Dalad Minim, if it's not for the mitzvah, either I'm whacked out, or I have to see a psychiatrist, or it's because I'm doing it for the mitzvah. So I'm doing it for the mitzvah, then it's Baal Tosef. The only reason I'm shaking Dalad Minim is because of it's a mitzvah. Or else if I was shaking it for other reasons, I might have issues. So therefore, it's definitely Baal Tosef, because why else are you doing it than if not for the mitzvah? So therefore, you can't do it. But on Sukkah, it doesn't have to be Baal Tosef because,
yes.
Yeah, so that's what Tosef's answers. So So, okay, that's Tosfos. Comes along, I think the Karben Nisanao, others point out, they want to find the Limud Zchus. So they say like this, the Hasidim were in Europe, Eastern Europe, it's freezing in Europe, in the winter, but let's say Sukkot's time, I guess it's pretty cold. It could be pretty cold anyway. So they tainted, when is it Sukkah? When is it permitted to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? If it's a nice day. But if it's like 30 degrees outside and you're sitting in the Sukkah, that's Baal Tosef, or it's Mixik Baal Tosef, because why else am I doing it? It's not nice outside. So if I'm sitting in the Sukkah when it's not nice out, so therefore it's Nira, or it is Baal Tosef, and therefore that's why they say you should not eat in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres. So it sounds like a nice taina. It sounds like, of course, then it would come out, then, of course, it would come out then, if it's a nice day, then they should be eating in the Sukkah, which they don't. But in the same, and so, and assume, and we don't, even though it seems like a nice taina, well, Maisa, I don't think that's our minig. Like, even though it's not, it definitely could be cool on Sukkot, you know, obviously within reason, I'm saying. What I'm saying is, a mitzvah is pater minat Sukkah, and that's on Sukkot. So certainly, the level of mitzvah depends. I think the Vilna Gaon went out of his way against the Hasidim, and he even slept in the Sukkah. Some people say you shouldn't sleep in the Sukkah, because then it's near a Kabbal Tosef, you know, like that. But I think the Vilna Gaon held this to show that you're supposed to eat in the Sukkah. That's a discussion among the poskim whether it's appropriate to sleep in the Sukkah. I guess we assume it's not that cold where you wouldn't eat outside, even if it's not a nice day. But if it's not, if it's warm, if it's enough where you go outside, so we assume it's not like there's some middle ground where it's not really, I'm not a mitzvah, so I could do it. So maybe that's our argument that, you know, even if it's not that, it's not cold enough where it would look like I'm doing Baal Tosef. But either way, it's May, that was the best reason I heard for, you know, why someone wouldn't eat in the Sukkah, which is, you know, I like it. But in practice, I don't, because I sit in the Sukkah. And sit in the Sukkah, you're supposed to sit in the Sukkah the night and the day. And etc. You just don't make a leishe basukkah because it's a zilzul to Shmini Atzeres. So the Rav likes pointing out that's what happens, he says, when you tell people not to make a bracha. We know bracha is not that, in a good way, people make a bracha more important than it really is. People think, if I don't make a bracha, I can't do the mitzvah. From a makshava point of view, it's good you makshav the bracha. But from a halakhic point of view, you're giving it too much credence. So the Rav said it, I'll give you a different example. But he says, you have to know your balabatim. You have to know who you're talking to. Because sometimes if you tell someone, you know what, do the mitzvah without a bracha, oh, I understand, or I don't understand. Oh, it doesn't really count. You tell me not, so I'm not going to do. Like, for instance, where the Rav spoke about it, let's say Sfiras HaOmer. We know the halacha is you count 49 days. Really, according to most Rishonim, even if you miss a day, it doesn't make a difference. Every day is an independent mitzvah. But there's a sheet of the Bahag that says perhaps maybe you can't, if you missed a day, you can't count. So we're choshesh for sheetas of Bahag. So generally speaking, if you miss a full day, you have to continue counting. We don't make a bracha. But really, my Ikar HaDin, we don't really pass on like the Bahag. We're just giving the cover to the Bahag. So the Rav Soloveitchik said, you got to know your Baal HaBatim. Let's say someone missed a full day. So if he's a Ben Torah and understands, you tell him to count without a bracha, so that's what he should do. But if you tell someone, like, what do you mean? if you know, you tell him that he's not going to count at all, because he'll say, oh, it doesn't really count. So the Rav said, better to tell him to count with the bracha every day than not to count at all. In other words, me'ikar adin, you're really allowed to make a bracha with this machmer for the bahag. Because what does the Rav say? Because when you tell someone not to make a bracha, they don't think it's the mitzvah doesn't apply and they stop doing it. Same thing here, that's what happens. We see it by Shemini Atzeres. The rabbis told us to sit in the sukkah and make a sit in the sukkah and don't make a bracha. What do you know? Next thing, everyone's inside the house eating. It must not be important. So that's why he was very makbid, more so than usual. Usually, he was very understanding. He was very big on minhagim, following your parents. But then came to Shemini Atzeres, he was known to be very, he's known to tell his students not to eat. And that's why, you know, Rav Schechter also is very mocked. But he says, you should find out, if you're invited out Shemini Atzeres, you should ask the people, are you going to eat in the sukkah? And if they say no, say thanks, but no thanks. We'll come another holiday. Or that, you know, he's saying you should find out in advance. Of course, the shaila is if you actually didn't and you show up, and then what do? So you know how that works. But you know, but in terms of, but so that's, so the standard psak is that one should sit in the sukkah without a bracha. There are some minhag among the chassidim. I don't really get the minhag of making kiddush in the sukkah then leaving, because then, I don't know if they just make kiddush with the wine. Do they also eat the bread in this, you know, kiddush b'makom suda? I'm not exactly sure what the minhag is. But making kiddush in the sukkah and then going inside to make hamotzi makes even less sense. You know, I mean, you could say it's still all, it's one continuation, one b'makom suda, but why are you making even kiddush in the, why are you making kiddush in, it's, I'm saying from a, if kiddush b'makom suda, so if you're not eating in the sukkah, why would you make kiddush in the sukkah? It really doesn't make any sense. So therefore, you know, as always, different minhagim pop up. But even among the chassidim, the satmar, the chabad, they all eat inside the sukkah. Not at least the two of them. Maybe some other chassidim as well. But among some chassidim. Then the minig in Eastern Europe was they didn't, so they continue the minig, and they don't eat inside the sukkah, Shemini Atzeres. But as the Gemara says, Meitzvei Yasvinan Bruchei Gomer Barachina, we sit in the sukkah, but we don't make the Leishei Basukkah.